Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mark Caboli, Steelers insider from The Athletic, joins us right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Caboli just came out with his Steelers 7-round mock draft. Now, before we get into the nuts and bolts and the details of this thing, Mark, are you going to be releasing one of these every day leading up to the draft, or is this is it? This is the final mock draft from Mark Caboli.
This is it.
Oh, man.
Final. And I'm thank God that mock season's over, because it is what it is, fellas.
It's laborious. We've been going through it ourselves. I've watched a lot of YouTube highlights, the scout that I am. All right, let's get on to your mock draft now, Mark. You've got, in round one, 17th overall, you have the Steelers taking J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle out of Alabama, because you've got the Steelers trading pick number 20 and pick number 98 to the Jags for number 17 and 212. Explain.
Well, I think there's a couple guys in that first round that they would be more than willing to move up to get. And I think Latham fits in that spot. He's a plug-and-play tackle, right tackle, big school, very, very good at Alabama. And it wouldn't cost that much. You'd have to probably get ahead of Cincinnati at 18. I know Jacksonville at 17, where I have them moving toward, needs an offensive line, but there's other needs there as well. So I think you can probably say there's about two or three guys they would be willing to move up on that they really have high hopes that they can come in. And I think Latham would be the one, that guy. Now, he has to get by. I mean, this might be a shot in the dark, because he might go 10, 11, or 12. But if he gets to that range, then I think everything's in play.
Okay, you said that there were other guys you'd think that they'd be willing to trade up for. Who are some of those guys?
You're making me say these guys' names from the West Coast, right? Fuala.
Whoa, we were very close to hitting the dump button there on you, Caboli.
Okay, we'll put it this way. The Washington guy in the Oregon
Troy Fatanu.
I can't pronounce those names, but so I hope they don't draft him, because I can't pronounce them. I can't spell them. So I think it's two other guys that they would go up to get. I don't think guys like Barton or anybody like that they would go up to get. I don't even know if they would. I mean, I wouldn't want Graham Barton right now. I mean, he's a center. I know he could play tackle, but, man, my goodness, he's 4 years removed from playing any sort of tackle, and I'm not taking a guy 20th overall who can play five positions. So those are a couple guys like that. I think it would be only offensive line, though. I don't think they would move up for anything else. But okay, you got to wonder, too, guys. Maybe they stay put, and potentially move up in the second round to get that center if one happens to fall to him. So it's just wide open right now.
Yeah, Mark, that's what I was going to ask you. That was my question. Would they move up to get a receiver, or would they stay put to get a receiver? And is receiver the biggest need whenever you look at their roster? Crowley and I have been going back and forth. I say that tackle's not a big need for them, because they have a tackle. But I can see why they would draft a tackle, but it's not a need, like a pure need, if you look at their roster.
Yeah, by the definition of the word need, it's wide receiver number one. I mean, that goes without saying to me, because you can maybe get by with Nate Herbig or have some other options there. At least there's somebody there, right? At least there's somebody there at cornerback at Dante Jackson. At least there's somebody there in Dan Moore that's probably a little bit more criticized than he probably should be. He's a guy that's probably, regardless of whoever they draft in the first round, is going to probably play at least half the year, even if it is a guy like Latham or Mims.
Would he play left tackle? Or do you think Broderick Jones will be your left tackle?
No, I think Broderick Jones will flip over.
Okay.
I mean, they've looked at a bunch of right tackles or telling me that they have all the thoughts of moving Jones to left tackle. But wide receiver, man, I mean, I just worry about George Pickens just getting double constantly. And that's what I would do right now. I mean, you got the guys, the Watkins, Jeffersons, the Austins, the Marquez Callaways. I mean, what do you got there, man? I mean, okay, they're pro players, but they're not going to scare anybody. And George Pickens is just going to get double-teamed constantly. Now, there could be plans in place here to be able to add there, but I would say need. I'm agreeing with Doran. They need an offense. They need a wide receiver. I don't think they're going to take one, but they need one.
Music to his ears, not so much to me. You do have – I'm not going to give away your full mock, by the way. I want people to pay for your website, Mark.
That's because I can't remember it.
So. I'm not going to go 1-7 here for the people, but I will go to 2, and then I'll give another detail on this. You've got them taking Malachi Corley, the wide receiver out of Western Kentucky, with the 51st overall pick. I happen to really like that player. That's a guy, you go back a couple of months, that I said if he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, I'm over the moon about. But I look at that pick, I comb over the rest of your mock. You don't have the Steelers taking a center at all here, Mark. And if that's the case, what are they going to do?
Well, the problem of moving up in the first round, I think, takes away center. So I think that's the thought there. I guess you could go second round center over wide receiver, but what would they do? I mean, I guess it would have to be Herbig. We're forgetting the great Ryan McCollum too, right? Spencer Anderson.
I don't know if we're forgetting or just omitting.
There's a couple half-decent guys out there. I don't know the Connor Williams thing. I guess if everything falls flat on its face and you're coming in August and you need to bring him in and have him ready for week 3-4, that's a possibility. But I don't know, man. It's I don't know. I'm confused.
Great. Steelers insider Mark Caboli is confused 4 days before the NFL draft.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Mark, if the Steelers don't get a corner in this draft, would they bring back Patrick Peterson? Might they bring back Cam Sutton?
Well, I don't think they'd bring back Cam Sutton. No. Patrick Peterson, I said, yeah, I think that's a very good possibility, depending on what happens in the draft, because they definitely need some depth and some veteran depth behind there. I mean, behind the two starters, what do you got? You got Darius Rush. I mean, you don't really have much of anything. I guess you got Corey Trice, but me and him has played the same amount of snaps in the NFL right now. So, and we probably both got the same knees too. So, I mean, he could be good, but we just don't know. You can't go in there with that. A guy like Mason Cole is another one, but I don't – I mean, they dumped him as soon as they could the day after the Super Bowl. So that tells me they have no interest in him whatsoever, regardless of the situation. They'll bring in a Mason Cole clone over Mason Cole. So, yeah, I think Peterson would be number one on that list, depending on what happens in the free agency and the draft.
Any possibility of Tyler Boyd ramping back up?
I don't think so, man. It looks like that he – I think they're waiting now. I think after sometime after the draft, these free agents don't count towards the compensatory picks. So I think that's what you're waiting for now. I can see him going someplace like Kansas City because obviously they need a wide receiver right now with Rice's up in the air. So unless something crazy happens, which I don't think will, I don't think Boyd's coming here.
Do you think they'll make a trade for a wide receiver before the draft?
It's possible. It's very possible. It might not be the guys we've heard of. I mean, Denver doesn't want to get rid of Courtland Sutton, right? T. Higgins, just crazy amount of money, so I'm not even looking there. Ayuk, another one, crazy money on the backside of actually you have to give up a draft pick. But I'm sure there's a couple other guys out there. I mean, I look at a guy like – I mean, I don't even know if he's on the blocks, but a guy like Brandon Cook would fit in here nice. He's in the final year of his contract, and Dallas trying to dump everybody for money. I mean, if you can somehow make a move – I would do that, but I would imagine that there's a plan in place here to add a receiver because, I mean, these are smart guys, right? They know they can't go with Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins. They know it. They can't rely on the draft right now. I mean, okay, we want Malachi Corley, right? How about if he's gone? How about if he's – you know, it takes time to develop?
Well, okay, so the last thing here for you then, Mark, in that vein – you've been saying tackle. A lot of people we trust really think it's going to be an offensive lineman in round one. Would you be surprised if they took a receiver 20th?
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you. When was the last time they took a receiver in the first round? I know things changed. Antonio. So they had to move. They moved back to get him, right? I believe they moved back. So I would be kind of surprised knowing that just the sheer number of receivers out there, unless one of those studs fall somehow, right? I mean, crazier things have happened. Those top three or four guys somehow fall. Maybe you go that route, but I think they got other plans. I mean, they think George Pickens is the star. I mean, they have to pay him next year, right? So they have to pay a quarterback next year too. So, I mean, they can make these things happen. They got enough money. It's just a matter if they want to or not.
Mark, excuse me, I'm getting emotional here. I got to say goodbye to you. Mark, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll try to pick your brain a little bit later on in the week. I'll text you.
Yeah, and do not show up to Bell Vernon anymore, please.
Yeah, I was peeing all over that ball field, man, just claiming my territory.
It's Washington Township, so we don't care.
Yeah, nobody even blinked. Nope. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
That's Mark Cabali.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.